Hi there, and welcome to Drunk History Presents The Dark Ride, a Disney Parks podcast hiding in a drinking game. Here we will talk about and rate all of your favorite and not-so-favorite rides and attractions, and maybe catch some interesting facts along with our buzz. If you're a returning listener, thanks for coming back. And if you're new here, welcome. My name is Ryan, and I'm here with my co-host, Adrian. We are two diehard fans of the House of Mouse. We started this show because we know that y'all Disney nerds like this stuff too. Welcome to the show. Today we're going to try something a little new. This is Drunk History on the Go, a road trip version of your favorite Diz Nerds. We figured that a lot of you listen to us in your cars, and we just want to get the full experience. So today we're on the move recording. We stuffed our entire production studio into Adrian's compact sedan, and we're going to put the drive and driven with this podcast moving faster than, well, currently faster than the Tomorrowland Speedway, so not too difficult. Okay. Hi, Adrian.
Hi. So we went from the dark ride to the car ride.
The dark ride to the car ride.
I am driving, just so everyone knows.
Yep. We are belted.
We're belted. We have no alcohol.
We're not drinking today. You guys should still drink, for
you
sure.
You drink for us.
Yeah, please drink for me.
Someone needs to be drinking.
I'm riding passenger in Adrian's car, so please drink double for me. Every time that you hear a honk, that's two drinks. Every time that you hear me say, oh shit, that's three drinks. And we are currently driving home. It's our evening commute.
Yeah, we're in New York City. And it's raining.
Yeah, so like all sorts of audio fun today. And if the audio sucks, then you probably won't hear us do this again. So this is a trial.
Let us know how you feel about this. I also want to say, Ryan, we have had some great Instagram story shares that you don't even know about because I've been extremely busy.
Yep.
And our last episode was when we did, like, we ranked, like, the villain songs and all that stuff.
Yeah, that was fun.
And Jenna actually ranked along with us.
Hell yeah.
And shared
thanks,
it
Jenna.
to her story. And, we've had some really... So keep those coming, guys. We really love those.
Jenna,
and
you're quickly becoming my fave.
Yes. She's definitely one of the best fans out there. So many great fans out there, and we really appreciate every one of you. So thank you all. And keep those 5-star ratings and reviews coming. We read every one of them and we love them.
Yep, they're super, super important for us, so that we can get bigger and better. Well,
we're not recording in our car.
Yeah. So that our mobile studio can get grounded. Okay, it's still scary season, and we thought that we would literally put our lives on the line by recording traveling at the speed of traffic. Like if Adrian gets pulled over, then this podcast is going to take quite a different turn.
That means that everyone has to drink 5.
Yeah, for real.
And I am going to have a big discussion with my insurance company.
Totally. Like, why? You were doing what in the car?
Just recording a pod, sir.
So we got some spooky shit for you. We're going to get real with some hot seat scary questions for each other. Then we're going to take this road trip idea to the next level by talking about our favorite or what would make for the best Disney road trip down to Florida.
Yeah, like if we had a road trip from New York to Florida, which is the most frightening thing that we could talk about during spooky season, because there's nothing I hate more than a long car ride.
Yeah, and like how long would it take for us to fight like siblings over like a one video
screen? I wouldn't say quickly.
Yeah, probably. We're still in New York City.
We've been in the car in New York City traffic together for probably like the most is maybe like an hour.
Yeah.
So we've never gone more than an hour.
And we fought during that.
Did we?
Yeah, I mean, like, light. light fights.
Oh, great.
Like, what's fights at every like, light.
No, Ryan, but you're not listening.
Yeah, a lot of that. A lot of that. and then, you know, usually and then we have some, what else do we got? We have, like, some, like, ride vehicle, scary stuff. We got more scary stuff. Anyways, you'll get to
it. Scary stuff coming for you.
So usually, with these kind of episodes, the beer is the hourglass. Obviously, we're not drinking today.
The traffic's the hourglass.
So, yeah, the traffic is the hourglass. you know, if you're lucky and it takes us a long time to get home, then the show will go longer.
More content.
Yeah. All right. You ready, Speed Racer?
Yeah. What are we doing first? The questions?
Let's do questions first.
Okay. So I, just so everyone knows that we're being safe, I printed mine up and I'm going to hand it to Ryan in a folded way so he won't see them.
Okay.
So you could read my question to you when it's time.
Okay. Do you want to go first?
No, you go first.
Okay. My first question for you, Adrian, is... My first scary question.
Yes.
What is a land that if you could open a hole to hell in the middle of, dropping it from the world of the themed entertainment altogether, which land would it be?
What land would I drop out of any land?
I mean, like it's just dropped out of the face of the earth into hell, never to be seen again.
Oh, and I can't... Can I say Dino Land USA?
Of course you can.
Then Dino Land USA.
That's a good one. All right. I put down Toon Lagoon.
Toon Lagoon?
But I think Dino Land's probably better, because I like Popeye more than I like dinosaurs.
Yeah, I like that one. Okay, so this is the first one you could read.
Okay. Tokyo... This is Adrian's question.
To you, yeah.
Tokyo Disney has banned live streaming and vlogging in their parks. Yay! So... The rest of the question is, how do you feel about that? And do you believe that live streaming vloggers are problematic? And do you hope that this happens in the U.S.? It's a little bit of a mixed bag question for me. I'm not a vlogger, and I'm not a live streamer. Mm-hmm. I do think that I take in a lot of that content, you know, via YouTube and things like that.
Yeah.
But I do think that it takes people out of the present. And I have a real problem with people that are using that time that they're vlogging or whatever to be, like, to make it a show about them and to, like, if it ruins the experience for others.
Sure.
Like, I have a real problem with, like, I've seen a lot of vlogs where it's, like, somebody, like, kind of, like, being loud on a ride and, like, giving their own...
Their own history
or their own commentary.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, you might have ridden this 700 times, but like that couple, you know, like that family behind you, maybe like this is the only time that they're ever going to ride this ride. And you're kind of like, why are you ruining it, bro?
Sure. What do you think about people like walking around though and vlogging?
I mean, I don't have a problem with it at all.
As long as they're not being disruptive.
As long as they're not being disruptive. In general, I mean, if you're not being disruptive, I think you should be able to do whatever you want. But,
right.
Do
you want it to come to the U.S.?
No, I mean, like, I don't want or not want it.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't really affect the way that I experience things, like, any more so than, like, you know, riding a ride with a teenager does.
Sure, yeah, and we've talked about that, having had those experiences where, like, you know, you had mentioned that you were one time, I think, on Grand Fiesta Tour, and you said... Yeah. That there was you were with a group of really loud people. In general, people being disruptive on rides.
You know, like you're trying to be cool. Like, you're not being cool though, bro.
Sure.
You know.
All right. So you're not. I agree with your answer.
Yeah. Okay. Next question. Halloween costumes. It's the season. If you had to dress in a costumed walk-around character, not a face character, but a regular, like a furry, that matches your spirit animal, your spirit character, if you will, who do you dress up as, and why is it Eeyore?
Is that my vibe?
Yeah. Well, no, this is me making fun of you, but yeah.
Okay. So my answer, I know this, but I also know that it's not, because of one of our previous guests, it's not a fun character. I would want to be Buzz Lightyear.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we heard that that's not a fun one at all.
It's not a fun one to be dressed as. We just got beeped at, guys, so everyone drink. It's not a fun one to be because it's a painful costume because it's a lot of plastic. But I think I would be a great Buzz, and I would like to be Buzz Lightyear.
Okay.
And I dressed as Buzz Lightyear for one of your Halloween parties.
You did. You were an adorable Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, it wasn't like...
In a much more comfortable costume, probably.
Yeah, it was no plastic.
Yeah, you were like kind of like slutty Buzz Lightyear. All right, that's fun. Ryan. Oh, we're at a red light challenge.
Red light challenge. Ryan, F. Kill Mary, Mini Daisy Clarabelle.
Well, I'm fucking Clarabelle all day long. Killing Daisy's sweet. I'm gonna kill Minnie.
I mean, so you're gonna marry Daisy, you're gonna fuck Clarabelle, and you're gonna kill Minnie.
I guess so. I guess this is what I'm doing.
This is your life.
This is my life. Fuck my life.
Speaking of furries.
Yeah. All right, fuck Mary, kill my life.
You have to, I might have to explain this question a little bit, but you can try reading it.
Okay. Pretend you have 5 days to spend in Walt Disney World, and all 5 of those days must be spent in the same park all 5 days in a row.
Yeah.
Which park do you choose, and why?
Do you get the question? Do you get it? So it's like you only have one park the whole time, all 5 days.
So I'm taking a trip to Florida, and I got the one park pass.
And it can only be used at the same park for all 5 days.
Oof, that's tricky.
Isn't it? For 5 days, we're in a bumpy road right now, guys. If you hear that, they need to pay for
you. Hear all of these sounds, all of these lovely sounds that you're hearing.
New York.
It's like ASMR. You can almost smell the city.
Yuck. I'm stuck behind a dump truck too, so it's really. We should have been videoing this.
I think like honest answer is probably Epcot. Because there's like so much detail,
so much to explore.
I don't think I've ever spent enough time there. I remember like when we were doing our World Showcase Showdown. Like there was so many weird facts and figures that like you know would have been nice to like ever had the time to like get to know. And I think that there's, like, enough to do there for 5 days.
Sure. Enough place to eat.
Yeah, totally. You could eat a different restaurant for every meal, which is kind of crazy.
And I've thought about this. Like, if I lived in Florida, I feel like I would be able to spend, like, I could go to one or two pavilions and spend my whole day there, like, really, like...
Yeah.
Like, investing in it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but yeah, I think that's a good answer.
Yeah, I think that's gotta be the answer. It's, I mean, everything else I think would drive you crazy. Right? Like, Hollywood Studios for 5 days in a row? To slit my wrists.
I mean, Hollywood Studios
can barely do it for a day.
I really love Hollywood Studios. It's become like a vibey place, but...
So vibey.
It is. Like, it's actually a low-key drinking park. We're getting away from the dump truck, guys. And also, if you didn't hear, it is raining. Did we mention this? On top of everything.
So many sounds.
It's raining. And we just were in a tunnel. And we're going to go on a bridge soon.
You're getting the full tour of NYC.
Full circle tour of New York. We're on First Avenue right now.
Okay, next question.
Yeah.
If the podcast was to end tomorrow... What would your regret be? Something that we didn't cover, a guest we always wanted and never had, something, you know, that would haunt you.
Right.
And we're not ending, guys. I'm just, you know, this is hypothetical.
These are the evil questions.
Yeah, it's hypothetical.
Okay, one regret I would definitely have, I feel like we need to interview an Imagineer.
That's mine.
Oh!
That's what I wrote down.
Yeah.
We never did a live Cheers to the Imagineers.
We really want to do a live Cheers to the Imagineers. I would regret maybe that we never, like, did a podcast together in the park.
Yeah, sure.
I feel like, you know, we've talked about doing something like that. And meeting more of the people that listen.
Yes, totally.
Like, doing a meetup with the people that listen, and doing maybe, like, a live podcast.
That would be great.
That would be fun.
That would be really fun.
Those would be my regrets.
Yeah, I think those are my regrets, too.
Aw. Well, Ryan, you're going to read your last question.
Okay, last one. What do I think...
You.
What do you really think of how often I go to Disney World? So this is, you know, directed at me. What do I think of how often Adrian goes to Disney World?
I know there's some feelings there. Because I see it on his face. When I'll be like, I'm going in 2 weeks. You're like, you're a fucking psycho.
I think that... It has always brought you a lot of joy, and with the podcast and with the TikTok and things like that, and meeting all these new people, you're able to explore it in a brand new way. And I think that that way requires time to be spent in the park in order for it to work.
Yeah.
And I think that it's like a nice thing. I really,
really?
Do. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think that it's an expensive thing.
I'm gonna say look at this guy.
Like personality wise, like I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
But we, you know, like we've always done it differently. You know, like I've always been, you know, every few years, and like, you know, now I do it like, you know, about every year, maybe every other. So
yeah.
I think, you know, you've always done it at least once a year, and you know, now, you know, 4, 5, 7 times a year. What's the difference?
Right, it's like at that point there's enough stuff in there.
Yeah.
Guys, we're now going over the 59th Street Bridge.
We're going into Queens.
This is it's actually the Ed Koch Bridge, but it will always be the 59th Street Bridge to me. Just like MGM is always, Hollywood Studios is always MGM to some people.
To me.
We're riding the shoulder.
Still mess it up. So that was my questions. Is that all your questions?
That's all my questions, yeah.
Okay,
cool.
Yeah, you can. Okay, so I think the next topic of discussion for this All Hallows Eve, pre-All Hallows Eve podcast, is what is the perfect Disney road trip?
None. The perfect Disney road trip is flying. Yeah.
Flying first class on American Airlines.
I literally loathe a road trip.
I love a road trip. I've driven across the country twice. I love, like, if it's like a... Are you shooting yourself in the mouth? Is that what...
I'm biting a nail.
You look like you were shooting yourself in the face. As I discussed my love for the open road.
Yeah, you have a lot of loves that I just... Camping.
Yeah, I love camping. I love road tripping to a camping.
I'd rather die.
Oh my god, the best thing I've ever done is like... I drove 9.5 hours to go canoe camping. Oh, that was good. Sad?
No, I feel
upset.
I feel like, you know, I'm awful for you.
Okay.
Enjoy it.
Is your answer none?
Yeah, my answer is none. I would never do it unless I was moving there. There's no reason. It would cost more to drive from New York than to fly.
Okay.
But if I had to, what would be the perfect road trip?
Yes.
I would need two overnight stops.
Okay, two overnight stops.
Right.
What kind of snacks do you eat?
Oh, Doritos.
Okay.
McDonald's Diet Coke.
Okay.
The best Diet Coke of all the Diet Cokes.
McDonald's sodas in general, pretty yeah. good.
Yeah. And then I need like some sweet stuff, but it's...
Churros, like, lots of churros.
Oh, churros for sure. Yeah.
Bags and bags of them.
Lots of churros. Anytime I've had to be in the car for over 2 hours, I've needed a churro.
Yep.
And yeah, lots of churros. That could actually make it fun.
Yeah. You get somebody to drive.
Yeah.
You just geek out in the back seat, churro it up.
Right. If we were road tripping to Disney together, I would need you to drive a lot of the way.
Yeah. And like, you know, a lot of Prozac.
Yeah, maybe like some Adderall.
Not Adderall, just, no. You know, maybe melatonin.
Maybe you'd need Prozac. I probably need Xanax.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Isn't that the same thing?
Yeah.
Xanax is the one I was looking for.
I'd need
two. Give me some Xanny bars.
Two overnight stops, and yeah, that's what I would need. And okay. I need like a very comfortable car.
Oh, yeah, a very comfortable car, yeah.
Because...
Yeah. Driving Nana's sedan might be
right. Right now we're tough. In Nana's sedan, and I couldn't.
I just couldn't.
I just absolutely. What about you?
Okay.
Uh-oh.
So,
because you love this.
To know the best, you must understand the worst.
Oh boy.
We are hitting every Six Flags between New York and Orlando. That's right. We're going to have so much DC and Warner Brothers characters jammed down our throats. By the time we get down there, you won't know the difference between Peter Pan and Pepe Le Pew. Beep. Now we're honking. You have to drink.
I just honked at a revel.
That's all right. They don't know how to drive. So,
That's funny.
Yeah. So we're hitting Six Flags Great America. We got, we're going to go.
What about Busch Gardens, Williamsburg?
No, just Six Flags.
Oh, no Hershey Park.
No, those are good.
No.
We're going of the bad. We're going to Whitewater. We're going to
King's Dominion?
No, you don't get it. We're going to Over Georgia. And because Florida doesn't have its own, we're going to Gatorland. Because whatever version of the Joker ride at any miscellaneous park that we just rode, I think, you know, seeing someone stick their head in an alligator's mouth is probably pretty similar. So,
right.
Yeah, so Gatorland is Florida's Six Flags. For a soundtrack, we're listening to 4 days of Disney corporate audiobooks. Like The Ride of a Lifetime by Sir Robert Iger.
I'm going to drive into a parked car right now. Audiobooks, of course.
Yeah, just Robert Iger's sweet, soothing voice for 4 days straight.
Oh, love you, Iger, but no thanks.
Yeah, love you, Iggy.
We did hear one time that someone road tripped listening to all of our episodes of our podcast.
Yeah, what a psycho you are. I mean, I love you, but jeez.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Listen to Iger.
No. I think they did the right thing.
And for snacks, I think, you know, like churros by the bagful and maybe like whatever the state bird is.
Doritos?
In each no, churros.
Oh. No Doritos.
I mean, like, I'm just going
we
for
need
state
Doritos
birds.
Doritos after the churros.
Yeah.
Oh, the state birds?
Yeah, whatever the state bird is and whatever. What's New Jersey? Like the crow?
I don't know.
Just eating crow?
Drunk seagull.
Yeah. I think that we would actually have a pretty good time on trip.
I think we would too.
Yeah. I think that we fighting wise or whatever, I think I would probably say something stupid.
Yeah.
And it would get you just like a little bit peeved at me.
But
and
it wouldn't
then,
come out for a couple of states.
I think it would come out, like, it would come out enough where, like, I would know that you're, like, just a little bit peeved, but then I would, like, either poke that peeve or try to make it better, like, way too hard, getting you, like, just straight mad at me.
Yeah, because I think there's sometimes where I have been mad at you, and then you, like, you get very, like, politician-y, and you're
I try
like,
to make it better.
Oh, my God, did I do that? I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I try to make it better, and it does not work. It
doesn't work.
Yeah, goes the opposite of working. And then, I by Virginia, I think you're, like, just furious at me.
I don't think I'm going to get furious at you, but I do agree that you will say, like, one dumb thing, and I'll be like, Ryan, that's really dumb.
Oh, yeah.
But it would...
For sure.
But I don't think it would be more than that. I'd give you one or two.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
But I don't think it would be bad.
I'm trying to think,
but I think, like, if I think which state it would happen in, I want to say, like, right around D.C.
Yeah. I said Virginia, like, right after D.C.
Right.
Because we're going to Six Flags in D.C.
Oh.
So, like, I think that that would probably be the straw that, like, would break your back. You'd be like, no.
I just would really hate that. What I see, though, is because we do have, like, we work together and we do a podcast together and we like Disney and the similar things. I feel like we have a lot to, we could talk for, like, a good 2-3 hours.
Oh, yeah.
But then you'll say the dumb thing.
Yeah.
So that would probably
We've done that, you know, and not driving in a car.
Yeah. So just, I think it would just take a couple of hours in.
Yeah, for sure.
Who would need to stop the most, me?
Yeah, for sure.
Who would?
I got strong bladder. We're good.
It's not a bladder thing. I think I would just need to
Get up and out.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm road trip ready. Road trip ready, Ryan. That's what they call me.
Yeah.
I don't know who they's is, but
I would probably do something annoying, like fall asleep and snore.
Oh. Yeah. I got a poking stick for that.
Yeah. But I think it would be fine.
Yeah, I think it would be fine too.
I think at the very end, like when you hit Florida, and there's like three. I think I'd be like. But personally, I'd just be like, Ryan, I don't want to be here anymore. We could have flown in this time.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot of that. There'd be a lot of whining. I would be annoying in my whining.
But then we would have missed Six Flags Whitewater
in
Yusuf, Atlanta.
I just watched a documentary on, I think it was Hulu. It's called Closed for the Storm. It was about the Six Flags in New Orleans.
That one's so sad.
It was so sad. Yeah, it was originally called Jazzland.
Yeah, it was supposed to just be closed for like a day.
Yeah, it was supposed to, yeah.
And then
And then they splat. They showed, since we're talking about creepy things, they showed, like, they went into, like, the manager's office, and everything is just, like, that. And it made me realize why an abandoned theme park is so creepy, is because... like, everything is frozen in time. So, like, they went to this in this manager's office, and it was, like, August 2005.
Right, yeah. Like the day before the storm.
And they're, like, preparing for Halloween, and, like, it never happened.
Oh, man.
It's so creepy. Oh.
That is so creepy.
So... What else do we have?
So we have ride vehicles to talk about.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so I was thinking that we could share with each other what the scariest looking ride vehicle is, and then what the scariest ride in vehicle there is.
Okay.
So for looking, my brain kind of says the Tower of Terror elevator, because it kind of looks like it's like straight out of looks like it's out of like Freddy Krueger's boiler room. You know, it's, like, rusty and, like, just, like, yeah, just gross.
Yeah, it's a cage.
It's a cage, yeah. You're locked in a cage.
Yeah. No, it's a creepy one.
Yeah. So that's, like, what my brain says, but my heart says the Ratatouille rats. Like, what's happening? Are you in their insides?
Oh.
Like, you're just riding around inside their bodies? Like, zombie rats? Why are they so happy? They're dead zombie rats. They got little smiles on.
I think you ruined that ride.
Well, you're welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to go with scary, like, uncomfortable ride vehicle, Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey.
Okay.
I hate that thing.
Well, that's like, the next one, right? That's like the scariest to ride in.
Oh, well,
like,
I'm giving you that one.
Okay.
Because that's like, that feels like a coffin to me, and I absolutely hate it. So, it's a little, my little mini coffin. And
yeah.
I really hate it.
Yeah, you've said that before to me, that you're like, fuck this ride vehicle.
Yeah, I hate that ride vehicle. I really do. I can't enjoy the ride because I hate how much I hate that ride vehicle.
How about looking? Like, is there one that you think is, like, a scary-looking ride vehicle?
You know, that was harder for me to think about, but... because I couldn't... Like, none of them really scared me.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with Dinosaur.
Yeah, okay.
Just because it's... I just hate it as a ride vehicle.
It's just your scariest ride.
And it's the scariest ride.
It's your scariest ride.
So, yeah, it's Dinosaur.
You're still afraid of that ride. You still close your eyes during that ride.
Yeah, I do. And go like this. Oh!
My scariest to ride in is Adrian's car. No.
Funny.
I think maybe, like, Mission to Mars or Flight of Passage. You know, like, anything where you're, like, kind of, like, being locked in. To something, I'm not a big
fan of...
Mission
Space.
Yeah, what'd I say?
Mission to Mars?
Was that a movie with, like, Ice Cube? Cool.
It's just totally wrong.
Mission Space.
No, that's creepy, the way they just kind of... It's almost like they, like, clamp you in.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so there's, like... Yeah, I'm not really a big fan of that. And then, like, not being able to move in the Pandora one. You know, like...
Yeah.
You're not even uncomfortable. You're just, like... But like then paralyzed. You're just, like, I need to move right now. I want to move my legs. Why can't I move them? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Yeah, I have a feeling that Tron is going to be similar in that
way. It's going to be way less time.
That you're in it?
Yeah.
Because it's too short of a ride?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Great.
Well, that was fun.
That was fun, and we were literally pulling up to Ryan's house right now.
We're at my place in Queens. If you guys want to come over, come on over.
After pod.
Yep, an after pod party. The Dark Ride is presented by Drunk Distory and is available every Wednesday on... YouTube, iTunes, wherever podcasts are available.
Stitcher,
anything. Just go
Apple Pod.
If you want it to be on something, just write to me and I'll put it on it.
Put it anywhere.
Yeah, I can put it wherever I want. It's our podcast. Put it wherever. The show is free, but you can always pay us by simply liking and subscribing, giving us a 5-star rating and a quick review. Those things really, really help us out. And then also help us by just telling a Disney Parks loving friend. Or a theme park's loving friend. If you like us, then they're going to like us too. We're very likable.
Yeah.
It's like...
At least in our own mind.
Yeah. I mean, this is like... We're like... Our senior superlative is just like most likable.
Likeable.
Yeah.
It's true. We probably would win that at work.
Yeah, for sure. Feel free to hit us up at drunkdistry@gmail.com for comments, hate mail, whatever you want. Also, please follow us on the TikToks, the Instagrams. Tons and tons of great Disney Parks content over there. That's at drunkdistry. Thanks for joining us, and remember to always keep your kingdom cool.
Do you want to go on a road trip? If you drive, I'll bring the trail mix. Make our way down to Texas and eat tacos every day for breakfast.